Howdy neighbors, Ron Hage, Beat Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall of NCBA joining us. Back with Colin in just a moment.
Making a lot of hay this spring? During Kubota's preseason hay days, get no payments for 6 months with zero down and 0% APR financing for up to 54 months on new Kubota balers and disc mower conditioners. Or choose huge customer instant rebates. But you'd better hurry on over to your local Kubota hay tools dealer. Preseason deals won't last forever. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
The omnibus spending bill and tax package that was voted on last week by Congress, signed into law by the president, contains a lot of different things for a lot of people. But for farmers and ranchers, Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association contends at the heart of it all, country of origin labeling repeal.
This was a huge bill that covered a lot of issues, and it was not just an agriculture bill. It focused on things from the export or sale of U.S. oil and even talked about things such as Syrian refugees. This was a major spending bill, but when you look at what it meant for the cattle industry, of course, we have to lead our list with the repeal of country of origin labeling, or COOL. The fact that that has been repealed and is no longer an issue helps us, because now we are not going to see retaliation from Canada and Mexico, which have traditionally been two of the top five export markets for U.S. beef. This is a huge victory for us.
Woodall adds that Section 179, the depreciation language for small business for farmers and ranchers, is huge as well, and the cattle industry really appreciates that being taken care of on a permanent basis. Looking ahead to the new year, Woodall says lots of things to be concerned about and to be excited about at the same time.
Of course, when you look at 2016, top of mind of every American, but especially those of us in the cattle industry, are the November elections and what that could mean for not only control of the White House, but also control of the Senate. But in the meantime, there's a lot of work that Congress can be doing and should be doing, and that includes things such as starting work on comprehensive tax reform, which is an important thing that they need to do. But for us, I think the list will be led by passage of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP.
Which Woodall says needs to be passed sooner rather than later. The big issue for the beef industry is the fact we are going into 2016 with a disadvantage against Australia when it comes to the tariff rates. The TPP, if approved by Congress, would level that playing field for the U.S. cattle industry.
This is exactly the point that we are using with members of Congress on Capitol Hill to let them know that Australia and the Japanese government already have a trade deal. And so Australian beef producers currently have over a 10% tariff advantage over the United States that has already eaten into our access. And the only way we're going to be able to recover from that is to pass the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. As part of TPP, it puts all of the countries back on the same tariff schedule, which would once again provide a level playing field for us. And we know that whenever the tariff is the same and prices are not a factor, we can beat the Australians over quality any day of the week.
Colin Goodall, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Superior Livestock Auction brings the market to you. Coming up is the Bellringer Auction in Denver, January 14th and 15th. Join us January 12th and 13th for the new rep orientation and the Superior Rep Roundup, followed by the 2015 Rep Awards and dinner at 6 p.m. on the 13th. Then attend the Bellringer Auction January 14th and 15th. Consignment deadline is December 29th. Visit SuperiorLivestock.com to RSVP for the dinner and awards or for more information. Superior Livestock, America's leader in livestock marketing.
At your Beef Buzz, Merry Christmas. I'm Ron Hage reporting.